You know, my theory is that the hologram is alive because hologram goes back to Holy Writ. God's word is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. In him we live and breathe and have our being. So, in him we live and breathe and have our being. To be. Even to exist. To live. To breathe. Breathe is in your 3D body. To be is just every dimension. To live is life, right? So you can't, and the Bible's very clear that you can't run, you can't hide from God, even if you dug down into hell or climbed to heaven or whatever you tried to do, you're still, God is there, you know. It's impossible to hide from the Almighty. Because God is everywhere. By him all things consist. He holds it all together. The earth groans for the sons of God to appear. So even the earth. And so it's all about the heart. I've done enough experiments to show, and I've actually shown it in real time, that the thoughts that you have reflect back in real time. I've shown it. I've driven around. I've shown it. It's obvious. God's word is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Your character is no different than a character in a word. Who is the word? Jesus. You're a character, char actor. You're a person per the Son. As a char actor in this life experience, you see other char actors with different personalities. AL means like. It, E. E is spirit, information technology. So everybody has a personality. But you see overarching patterns. If somebody was raised in abuse, or if somebody, you see some that don't overcome, some that do, but you see certain patterns in people who were raised in abusive situations or whatever, you know. You see different culture patterns, you see different language patterns, the patterns are everywhere. If somebody's from Mexico, they have a certain way of thinking. If they're from Canada, a certain way of talking. There's patterns. If they're saved, they think a certain way. If they're not saved, they're going down rabbit holes of no return until they get saved. You see patterns everywhere. Managers have patterns. Employees have patterns. Renters have patterns, landlords have patterns, salesmen have patterns. All salesmen, every salesman I've ever met, no matter what industry it is, they act the same. They're good talkers. You'll never hear them say anything negative if they're a good salesman. Cities have patterns, the way they pave the roads, the way they tax the people, et cetera, et cetera. Everything has a pattern. Why does Chevrolet and Ford and all these car makers make similar looking cars? Cars, they end up making the most efficient car that they can because it all follows a pattern. It's all patterns. Everything's merging back to source, and you can actually see it with the vehicles. They all merge back to some similar pattern, you know. If you can see patterns in fences, patterns in decks, patterns in siding, shingles, etc., everything follows a pattern. The bridges, the dashes on the road. If it's a pattern, it's a construct. If it's a construct, somebody created it. Somebody spoke it into existence, actually. Man thinks he's doing something, but he just can't think outside of the creator. Thy will be done in heaven as it is on earth, right? There's your pattern. There's your overarching pattern. Who's the only one that's going to be able to bring it into subjection? Jesus alone. That's why Jesus rules for 1,000 years and brings the earth under subjection, and then it's delivered back to God. Then the earth is renovated. And we have a new heaven and new earth. The number 7 is a pattern in creation. 7 dispensations, 7 days, 7 is completion. I mean, the number 7 represents complete. 7 days in a week. Why is that a pattern? The reason it's a pattern is because everything is a pattern. Everything has a pattern, an overarching pattern. A thief, they all act the same. The homeless people, they all act the same. If you watch them, they're acting the same. The thief, the drug addict, if you ever face off with a drug addict and you're trying to kick them out of a place, they always hide in a corner. They always look down and hide in a corner like they're hiding from somebody. They're like little children with stunted growth, you know. And they're never by themselves because they always have to have somebody to blame and somebody to vampire off of and somebody to help them in their delusion world, gaslighting, delusional world. They're never alone. The delusional drug head can never be alone. Hello. There are patterns in everything. Every time I go to a vape shop, drop somebody off or they pick up something with the rideshare, they usually have somebody with them. They're enabling each other. They have to have an enabler to say, you're okay. Everything's good. You're okay. Keep doing your thing. Keep killing yourself. They need an enabler to make it look like, to justify their insanity, you know. That's why when people talk about real love, when you enable somebody, it's not real love. If they're doing something that's hurtful. And that's where people misconstrue love, you know. They get mad when you when you correct somebody or call somebody out, let's say you're married and your wife's doing something stupid and you don't enable the stupidity. You don't love me. You don't love me. You're mean. You're calling me out on my insanity. Actually, trying to save her life, but she don't understand that. Trying to save her life, but she don't grasp that concept. So enabling is not, I'm watching this transfer truck on the side of the highway tilted over completely on its side. And I'm at the stop sign, trying to. All the Jezebels act the same. All the Delilahs act the same. All the narcissists act the same. There's a pattern. How is it possible that you can say, okay, the narcissist is going to love bomb you. The narcissist is going to do this. How can you call out what they're going to do before they do it? Because they all follow a pattern. It's a construct. If you're disconnected from God, you have to learn to survive via the energy of the flesh. Instead of trusting God, you're trusting yourself. You think you're God. If you think you're God, you're going to end up just like the narcissist. It's all a pattern, people. And the reason it's a pattern, because God the Father sent his son to be a pattern for you, to show you how to walk the way, to follow his pattern. But everybody wants to think they got something new. They're going to create some kind of new pattern, and they deceive themselves.